The Electoral Commission has given the assurance that media practitioners are fully covered to participate in the special voting. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the communications director of the EC, Kofi Jakpasu, said the inclusion of journalists among the special voters is a key component of the new Public Election Regulation 2016, currently before Parliament.
Including journalists in the special voting is one of the key reform proposals that was made by civil society, the media, and was discussed at the IPAC, and I think it's been incorporated into the current bill before Parliament, waiting the approval of Parliament.
Okay.
So journalists have been captured. Journalists are covered. The media in particular is covered.
Responding to a question as to why the National Media Commission is being mandated to accredit journalists for the special voting, Mr. Jakpasu said the NMC is the constitutionally regulatory body and knows which media organizations are registered per the laws which are not, and those which are not. He said most of the questions of the NMC's rule will be answered when the bill is passed.
That is the body which has some oversight over media practices in the country. And if you're not to open the floodgate for all kinds of persons to come under the label of journalists and then open the floodgate for special voting, again, there's a need for proper accreditation. So the process will require that those to be covered to be properly recognized and registered to the National Media Commission.
We're talking about journalists, not the media houses where they work for.
That brings out the question to who is a journalist, does it not? So properly we need to identify, streamline those who I think are working with the proper media, well-registered media houses, so that they can go through the process for proper accreditation to be included.
When you talk about who is a real journalist and who is not a real journalist, are you talking about the media house covering the person or the journalist who is working for the media house? It's quite dicey here because we're trying to differentiate between the media house and the journalist who is working for the media house.
Okay, on that, why don't we wait and get the bill clear so that we can know the full content of the bill? For now, what I can say is that I am very clear in my mind that the bill covers the media in general, just as it covers the security service. And I'm not too much empowered to speak to this issue until we get the full passage of the bill from the legislature.
And when do you anticipate that it will be passed?
It is currently in Parliament, and it has to go through the parliamentary procedure, so I can't put a definite timeline on it.
Now, all these things happening at this very time, don't you think from now till November 7, that time is a bit too short, as in this thing should have been worked out before?
All depends on the parliamentary procedures involved. Having laid it, all that we need to do is to have patience, because Parliament needs to pass the bill for us to vote on the 7th of November. So Parliament is going to take care of all this. If they're able to pass it by the 7th of November, we'll use it. If they're not to pass the bill for us to vote by the 7th of November, then definitely the 7th of December.